to know who hasn't appreciated the goaltending of Casey DeSmith? How about Mike Sullivan? Good morning to you. Good Monday morning. I'm Dejan Kovacevic of DK Pittsburgh Sports, and this is Daily Shot of Penguins. It comes your way bright and early every weekday if you're into football and or baseball. I also offer up daily shots of Steelers and Pirates right where you found this. The Penguins are on one heck of a roll, except for games in which their backup starts. It's unmistakable, even if it's unfair, to underscore that DeSmith is now 0-3-1 with a 4.32 goals against and an .867 save percentage. That's just a fact of life. It's also a fact of life that the Penguins' five-game winning streak ended Saturday night against the Canadiens in a 6-3 loss in the first game that Tristan Jarry didn't start. Again, unfair, because you can go through all of the Montreal goals, two of which were empty netters, by the way, and justify each. Well, this one, really good shot, good hockey goal, breakdown by the defense, whatever. But you're allowed to make saves. You're allowed to make saves. This was Sullivan's evaluation of DeSmith after the game.
As far as Casey was concerned, I thought he was solid. You know, the goals that they got were good goals. You know, they would have been real good saves if he were to make any of them. And so, I thought he was, you know, he made the saves he was supposed to make. I don't think there was a letdown. I just, you know, it was unfortunate that, you know, they score right after our power play gets the goal to tie it up. You'd like to think you could build on that and create some momentum off of it. To give up that one as quickly as we did was a little bit discouraging.
Yeah, not exactly ringing, huh? He made the saves he was supposed to make. And they would have been really good saves had he stopped. Well, yeah. But you're in the National Hockey League. You're playing at that level because you're supposed to make really good saves. You're supposed to steal a few. When Jonathan Drouin comes in on a breakaway, sure, Drouin's got great hands. He's always had them going back to his Tampa days. He's got other issues in terms of effort and consistency, but he's always been able to score goals. So he was going to have something of a leg up here. But make a save, you know? Stop the shot. A little backhand tuck. There were other possibilities. There were other ways in which DeSmith could have made an impact. But he didn't. And he hasn't. And if Sullivan's assessment sounded familiar at all, it's because it's been the same one since the beginning of training camp. This portion of Daily Shot of Penguins is brought to you by the good people at the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank, where their mission is to help those in need across Western Pennsylvania. And they, in turn, need your help. Visit PittsburghFoodBank.org to find out how $1 is all it takes to provide 5 full meals for those in need. Again, that's PittsburghFoodBank.org. Spell all those words out. When you hear something like this, there can be a tendency to belief, oh, you know, he's putting it all on the goaltending. He's blaming the goaltender. No. There's a difference between assigning singular blame to the goaltender. I felt very comfortable doing that with Jarry in the playoffs because I thought the rest of the team was playing really, really well, and he was playing really, really poorly. That's not what this is. It is saying that there's a big nosedive between the performance of your starter and your backup. And that's a very difficult place for a hockey team and a hockey coaching staff to be. And it's not something that's sustainable. Look, the Penguins tonight begin a four-game road trip, another one that's long distance. It's going to be grueling. It's going to be tiring. They're in Calgary playing the Flames, who are really, really good this year, as the Penguins saw themselves back a month ago at PPG Paints Arena. Then they go face Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl and the Oilers. Then they go to Vancouver, where the Canucks, they're not any good, but they tend to get the benefit of those teams that get tired out through Alberta. You know, by the time they get to the Pacific Coast, it's like, really? And then after that, they'll play their first game in Seattle. Long trip. You can't have Jarry play all four games. Take that from someone who covered this last trip through Canada. By the time you get to Winnipeg, you got nothing left. You got nothing left. These guys don't have a whole lot in tank by the time they get there. And the original plan for Winnipeg, as Mike Sullivan told us when we got there, had been to use DeSmith against the Jets. They didn't. Why? Because Jarry was so hot. Three shutouts in five games and all that other stuff. And he had to go with his guy. Why? Because they needed the win. They needed the points. So they went and they put him out there again. You can't keep doing that. I don't know what an answer is here for Ron Hextall. I do know that in the conversation that I had with him on that trip, they espouse to believe in both goaltenders. But you can believe right up until you don't. And at some point or other, DeSmith is going to have to take one of these opportunities, even if they come along rarely, even if it's not fair, even if the other team genuinely outplayed you, and steal one and show that you belong. Otherwise, it's time to start looking. It's time to start looking. When we come back, just one question. Time for just one question. That's brought to you always on this program by Fubo TV. The monthly cost of cable is over $200. Fubo TV is $65 a month for all the same channels, including AT&T Sportsnet Pittsburgh. And for a limited time, you can get a 7-day free trial and 15% off your first month just for listening to this show. Go to FuboTV.com/DK. to take advantage of this deal. Chelsea has today's J1Q, and she asks, doesn't the team just need to start scoring more goals? Well, yeah, that's actually kind of it. That Montreal game really underscored that. Jake Allen is nothing special as a goaltender. When we're talking about backups, he's been a career backup, forced into starting duty because of Carey Price's situation in Montreal. And yet, he made 47 saves on 50 shots. That is a matter of, stop me if you've heard this before, not bearing down. I could cobble together a highlight/lowlight collection of grade A scoring chances from that game in which the Penguins just kind of flip the puck toward the net or try to place it softly instead of just gripping and ripping. Not every shot needs to be a work of art. Sure, it's nice when it happens. It's nice that it happened for Evan Rodriguez with a really neat little toe drag to create his own shooting lane and then picking the left corner. Wonderful. Those are rare. Way more common is just letting it go with authority and not missing the net. And way more common is what you want to happen for your goals. You want them to be more common, so do the more common thing to create them. This is a strange thing because you can't look at this roster realistically and say, this is a group that should have a zillion shots a game and not score. This is a group that absolutely should have a higher shooting percentage than it does, but it doesn't. They're among the NHL leaders in shots taken, shots attempted, because of the hard work that they do, and they aren't finishing. And that is a strange, strange thing. First and foremost, out of this group, not to pick on one guy, but you know, it's always helpful to give an example, is Kasperi Kapanen. Doing everything right, all over the rink. He's defending, he's pursuing the puck, he's retrieving, he's beating people to 50-50s. And he's not doing the one thing for which he's been most known through his entire life, and that's completing scoring chances. He has an elite release, elite velocity, and when he's on his game, elite placement, as we saw from the goal that he scored Friday night. You've gotta find a way to take your scoring chances more seriously. You can't presume just because your team has a tendency to create a lot of chances that they'll always be there. You need to act like it's, you know, you're down a goal or two and there's 5 minutes left and you've got to get that shot on net. You can't miss. That's what this team is lacking right now. And I don't have answers for that. I do remember that Phil Housley, when he was coaching the Sabres briefly a handful of years back, was really exasperated by this trait in his team, that he really emphasized it in practices. And if players had a scoring chance, even in a practice drill, even on a line rush, routine stuff, and they didn't take it seriously, and they just kind of flicked it toward the net or whatever, he'd have them, I'm not making this up, drop and give him push-ups. Now, it was mostly for, you know, humor purposes or to lighten the mood, but every single time it caught the entire team's attention. Oh, yeah, got to drop push-ups. Damn it, I should have taken that one seriously. You see what I'm saying? I'm not advocating that push-ups will be the answer here, but the Penguins absolutely need to stress this component. They've got to finish. And in order to do that, they've got to bear down. I appreciate the question, Chelsea. I appreciate everybody listening to Daily Shot of Penguins. Let's do another one tomorrow.